In this practice, we're going to cultivate a sense of compassion for ourselves and for others using a visualization. Compassion is the recognition of the suffering of ourselves and others and the earnest wish that we be free from it. So to begin, set yourself up in a comfortable meditation posture, either sitting in a way that works for you or perhaps lying down if that's easier. And once you're settled, bringing your attention to your breath just for a few moments to settle the mind and prepare yourself for the practice. Now we'll begin this practice with self-compassion, compassion for ourselves. Self-compassion is a vital part of this path. So visualize yourself. You experience suffering in your life, pain, difficulties, sorrow. And you could perhaps visualize these difficulties as dark clouds surrounding you, making it difficult to see through to the light on the other side. Now we're going to introduce a golden light in our heart. This light is shining out into those dark clouds, clearing them away. This golden light in our heart is the light of compassion, expressing the wish, may I be free from suffering, free from pain and sorrow. May I be held in compassion. And so we allow this golden light in our heart to shine through our bodies, filling up every part of the body, holding us in the warmth of compassion. And as this light shines in our heart, it begins to dispel those dark clouds of suffering. Seeing the golden light shining in our hearts, feeling the warmth of it spreading through the body, dispelling the darkness of suffering around us. Allowing the golden light to grow stronger. The light reaches to every part of our body, warming and nourishing us. And as the light continues to shine, it dispels the dark clouds around us. The light shines into every corner of our being, warming us, nourishing us, giving us relief from our suffering. And allowing ourselves to feel a sense of relief from suffering, of warming, of healing, of nourishing. and now bringing someone else into our visualization. Perhaps a friend in need, someone who you know is suffering. And allowing the golden light in our hearts to shine on that person as well. They have their own dark clouds of suffering, but the golden light that continues to grow and build and shine in our hearts is bright enough that it can dispel their dark clouds as well. So the golden light in our heart shines on this person as well, expressing the wish that they be free from suffering, free from pain and sorrow, holding this person in compassion. Allowing the golden light of our heart to grow stronger. To bathe this person in warming, nourishing golden light. Allowing the light from our heart to reach every part of this other person's body, warming them, nourishing them. Holding them in compassion. May this person be free from suffering. May they be free from pain and sorrow. May they be held in compassion. Allowing the warm, bright, shining light from your heart to bathe this person. If you have some more time for practice, you can share the light from your heart with more people. Perhaps another friend, perhaps someone you don't know so well, a casual acquaintance, maybe even a difficult person. Difficult people suffer too. And then when you're ready to finish the practice, gently bringing some movement back into the body. Maybe moving fingers, hands, arms, stretching, twisting, whatever kind of movement feels good for you. And then in your own time, no rush at all, finishing the practice, ready to go on with the rest of your day.